Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Junkies 25th Anniversary Podcast presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Every week throughout the year, we revisit some of our favorite moments in Junkies history. Podcasts are released after the morning show on Thursdays. It's JP Cakes, EB, and Bish. And today, we're talking about the boys behind the glass, Drab T-Shirt and Matt Valdez, getting into business together years ago, trying to buy a horse, and actually buying a horse, at least a portion of a horse.
Very, very ballsy to buy a horse.
And if I remember correctly, they were kind of teasing us with their big idea, and we were taking wagers as to whether or not it was a good idea or a bad idea. I think I won the bet. Terrible idea,
well,
but great for the
from
show.
Those guys.
Just great for the show. Great content.
Great show fodder.
Yeah.
And the thing is,
it's
really been kind of a hallmark of their tenure together. They're always looking for get-rich schemes, right?
To this day, even this morning.
Right. So it can be something in the news, it could be cameos, it could be whatever, but this was one of the early get-rich schemes where they thought they were going to hit it big because Pete Medhurst was whispering in their ears that he had inside info on horses.
Well, I mean, Pete is around the game, right? He's been calling Rosecroft races for years and years. He's great at it. He knows all of the people involved. And, you know, probably on some level, Pete probably has always had that dream. I'm not sure if Pete's ever done it. But he's probably always had that dream and was able to kind of live it out through Drabby and Valdez.
Right. He let them take the plunge.
Let them be the suckers.
Make the purchase of the horse or the share of the horse.
Right.
And he just got to kind of watch from the sidelines.
Right. Oh, it was such a fun idea, though. And it was so. And I know that Valdez in particular felt like a big silly with his Uncle Kenny and all of his family members that are addicted gamblers. That Valdez was a horse owner. Oh,
well, that's we're going to play the clip too. Like they're both degenerates and they like to gamble and they like to roll the bones.
Right.
And I guess they felt like, hey, we can get in on this horse bit, maybe make some profit off of it, and go from there. So, the idea is great. I don't know if the execution was awesome. Wound up being, I think, more of a money suck than a profit maker for them.
Of course, Cakes.
Great content for us.
And we're going to play the clip in a second, but I think we should make it clear. When these guys made the announcement, we didn't know what their big business scheme was, their get-rich scheme. And we should make it clear. They weren't buying a thoroughbred.
No.
No, they were buying
known agenda.
Show. Yeah. I mean, in fact, I think at the end of the day, when it was all said and done, they sent them to the glue factory, right? I mean, I think that's the next spot.
Well, I would guess.
On the brink of the glue factory.
But back in the day when you got into horse racing for a couple years, you weren't seeing thoroughbreds either. Weren't you going to see the trotters?
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, yeah, it was convenient. That's what worked with my schedule. I was a student at Maryland, and my buddy introduced me to the trotters at the beach. What's the name of that spot there at the beach?
Ocean Downs.
Yeah. I think it was called at that time Delmarva Downs, maybe.
Okay.
But, and then I just fell in love with trying to hit exactus. It's so silly. And then when I saw that Rosecroft was around and you could go in the evenings, post time I think was 7, I'd go down there and try to hit a few.
Anyway, listen to the excitement from Valdez and Drab and the pride early on, because I think these guys were envisioning getting in the winner's circle and making all kinds of money. Here's Drab and Valdez with their big announcement, their big business.
Oh, drum roll. It's drum roll worthy. Right. Our two producers.
Me.
Drab T-shirt. Matt Valdez apparently have brainstormed a new business.
We're buying a horse. A racehorse.
No part of it.
I'm a winner.
We should have known. Pete's an expert. Pete's an expert in horse racing. We should have known it was in a horse racing.
Buying a racehorse.
Cakes, I'm a winner.
Hold on.
Terrible idea. Thumbs down.
Hold on.
Loser.
Is it a pony, like for pony rides for kids?
No, no, no. Racehorse.
Harness racing. Harness racehorse. A standard bred.
You know what, Jason? You're right. We should have known. As soon as we were in Pete Metters with the advisor, we knew it had to be about like either Navy lacrosse or about the trotters.
Right, or high school hoops recruiting.
You don't have the money to buy a horse.
That's the thing.
Patino had like only 5% of
them. You're freaking Clydesdale.
You're going to buy a horse that's destined for the glue factory is what you're going to buy.
The worst
All right,
horse
give us
ever.
Details.
Well, Pete has been involved in the horse racing industry
You're getting sucked into Pete's
for
world.
Decades.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a lot of information, and I don't want to call it insider information, but he knows a lot of people. He knows the trainer. He knows the driver, which in this case is actually the exact same person.
The driver. All right.
The jockey.
So
the jockey,
what does the initial investment look like to
I think
buy the
we're
horse?
Looking at buying, and we don't have our horse yet.
Okay.
But about a $5,000 horse.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
So. And to be honest, that's not the problem.
Yeah,
the problem
they range between $3,000 to $6,000, just depending on how old he or she is.
Right.
What he or she's done in previous races.
But will you then have to hire somebody to feed the horse on the race?
Oh, well, that,
well,
that's
the horse well, that's, everything.
Well, that's the thing.
$1,000 a month to stable this horse.
Oh, my God.
$1,000 a month?
Not each.
Not each.
Okay, hold on.
For the group.
How do you get the horse into races? How do you enter them into races?
Well, we're going to buy a horse that's already being trained for that. But
and
we're
how much
buy
you pay
probably,
the trainer?
And that's included in the $1,000.
That's included?
Okay, yes. We got a guy named Vic.
Everyone's heard of Vic.
Perfect name for a horse trainer. Vic the trainer.
And it's not Vic the whale.
No. It's Vic the sick.
All right.
That's what we've dubbed him.
Right. And Pete, is Pete's mic on? Because he can help out with this. He knows a guy that is going to train our horse, stable our horse, feed it, take it to the vet, take it to the races. Everything.
And where's the stable going
to
be?
All you have to do is feed them money.
We're just
but what does it take to turn a profit?
They're the sillies.
Like, for you guys to be winners, to ultimately turn a profit, let's say 6 months from now, you have now paid $5,000 for the horse, $1,000 per month. So let's say in 6 months,
worst idea
you put
ever.
Up $11,000.
Yeah.
What needs to happen for you guys to turn a profit?
Win two races.
Races in 6 months. Slot,
with all these tracks now that race with slots purses, no better time to get in.
How many races?
All right, so that was the big announcement, boys. Drab and Valdez getting in business together, buying at least a part of a horse, Mama Grizzly, who didn't last very long.
Yeah, how long was the run with Mama Grizzly? Do we know that?
I think it was about 3 or 4 months.
Might have been longer than that.
That was it?
It felt a hell of a lot longer. I think Drabby bailed first.
Yes.
And Valdez, I think, might have even bought a second horse at some point.
Yeah. At least a piece of a horse.
So it ran probably 6-7 races.
Yeah.
And then we sold it to the Amish for $500.
How much did you pay for the horse?
I think the horse altogether for us was around $5,000.
So Mama Grizzly.
So we invested $5,000 for show content.
That's brilliant.
And no write-off.
She's probably pulling around a buggy if she's still with us somewhere in like central Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Like up in Dutch
country.
What has been the most successful Valdez Drab venture to date? Would it be Cameo?
Cameo definitely is up there.
Yeah.
We're closing in on $4,000.
Making it back on Cameo.
Yeah. Make sure you get your Mother's Day cameos, Junkies producers.
No, but you understand, like every day they're like looking up real estate. They're finding things around the station to flip. What is it?
I mean, Valdez used to have a nub mug.
Yeah, we just want donations. It's the penny stocks.
Drab. That's more so drab.
Today they were talking about Dogecoin a year after everybody already made all their profits off it. I mean, every day it's some sort of get-rich-quick scheme from the boys.
Hey, remind Drab that the Mega Millions pot is very swole. It's like over 350
million. I'm sure it's
million.
Not lost
Look,
on
it was
cakes.
It was a perfect storm because Pete caught us at a moment of weakness right after the Derby.
A moment of Preakness.
And so, yeah. While we were just fawning over being horse owners, right. Like he slid right in there and just got us.
But
will you admit
though how psyched you were that you were a big silly horse?
No,
owner?
No, it wasn't just being a big silly owner. It was the sweat day, yeah. Race day. When race day came, me and Drabby's eyes lit up.
Did we
would text and call each other, right. And we were doing Zoom meetings before Zoom was a thing because we were FaceTime and watching the races together.
Right? Did Mama Grizz ever place?
Yeah, I think Mama's best finish was a third.
With you guys as the owners?
Yes.
How many times did you actually pet Mama Grizz?
I used to go to all the races.
Did you feed her carrots?
So did you have to wear a badge that, like, you were a horse owner and like so you would get access to the barn?
Let me tell you something. They don't care.
They don't care. Yeah, it's not that heavily regulated.
Yeah, you can walk back there anytime you want.
To a horse race?
Did you ever want to give them some Lasix or something? To, like,
trust me. I asked my trainer if there's anything we can find for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like an energy drink before the race.
Right. What'd you say?
He says I'm pumping it full of drugs already.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, so that's Valdez and Drab and the story of Mama Grizzly when they got into the horse racing business on our 25th anniversary podcast brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for those in uniform and those who are not. Apply today at PenFed.org to receive any advertised product. You must become a member of PenFed insured by NCUA. We'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.